I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. It was a celebration of Canada's top basketball talent at the BioSteel All-Canadian Game on April 2nd. The annual game and showcase gathered the future of Canadian basketball as the top-ranked high school players of the 2023 and 2024 classes took to the court at the University of Toronto's Gold Ring Center.
Ontario, Juma James. A six-hander from Thunder Bay, Ontario. Look here, look here.
24 players from across Canada and U.S. prep schools, comprised of teams white and red, first for the girls' game and then for the boys' game. For the boys' game, Team Red was coached by Patrick Tatham and Team White by Toronto Metropolitan University men's head coach Dave DeVaro. Strong team play was balanced with some highlight reel dunks from both rosters. Lead changes were constant before Team Red pulled away in the fourth quarter to win the game 121-113. Power forward David Simon was named MVP of the game. The Windsor native scored 13 points on 60% shooting and collected 9 rebounds. The 6'11 Simon is currently playing for the Royal Crown Academic School in Toronto. Athlete Institute Managing Director and Orangeville Prep Head Coach Tony McIntyre spoke with CGRU about this year's All-Canadian roster. He highlights the growth he continues to witness in Canadian basketball and how the junior levels are attracting more fans and scouts to the games. Orangeville Prep had 3 players in the game, which was second most of any school or program this year. The players selected were Matee Baptiste, Kevin Dekovacic, and Jalik Dunkley-Distant. McIntyre has been instrumental in the development of Canada's junior ranks for more than 20 years. He's also the founder of Nike Bounce, a summer league dedicated to giving Canada's top players more exposure to college and pro scouts.
From what you saw from the All-Canadians this year, how are they distinct or different from the teams you've seen before?
I think in the past, it was more people that were kind of like a couple guys stuck out. I think this was a really, really talented group, 1 through 24. I think, you know, each guy has their own style and way of playing. And I think this is I think there's going to be a lot of guys that go on to do great things out of this game.
Mm-hmm. What did it mean to have 3 players from Orangeville Prep play in this game?
I think it's good. I mean, I think they worked hard all year. We played a lot of games. I think, you know, be recognized by the selection committee. I think for all the guys in this game, not just, you know, the Orangeville Prep guys, I think it should be special because it's a recognition of the work that they put in and what those selection committee's opinions are of them. And I think, it's something that they should remember for the rest of their life.
You've been around here for this game for quite some time. You've been very instrumental with Canadian basketball. What have you seen with the growth every year with the BioSteel game?
I think it just keeps getting better and better, obviously. I think we lost a little bit of momentum with COVID, but I think this is a great opportunity to kind of pick back up and show that, you know, it's one time a year where we could put everything else aside and just let these guys come on the court and hoop and play and, you know, be proud of each other and everyone else in this city, be proud of the guys that are in the game.
Mm-hmm. Any highlights this weekend you'd like to point out?
No, I just think that, you know, what I liked is everyone was competing. You think All-Star game and you think guys just are going to go up and down and not try hard. I think, you know, for the most part, all weekend, whether it was practice, whether it was 3-point shootout, dunk off, guys wanted to compete. And I don't think it was any different. You know, it was a pretty good game all the way until probably the last minute. So guys had a lot to show. A lot of NBA, scouts and NBA personnel in the building. And, you know, anytime you get to play in front of 20, 25 of the 30 NBA teams, I think you're going to play a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm. Great. Tony, before we go, are there any other final thoughts you'd like to add?
No, I just hopefully we can keep building this and keep, Canada basketball growing and keep helping these kids, you know, create different stages and different opportunities to grow the game on a neutral playing field.
The BioSteel All-Canadian game is a counterpart to the U.S.'s McDonald's All-American game, gathering the best high school players across the nation. other international games, showcasing basketball's top prospects, includes the Nike Hoop Summit. Alumni of the BioSteel game include Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray, Oklahoma City Thunder players Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Lugenz Dort, as well as Raptors guard Delano Banton. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.